Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. Bienvenue for this Arts and Religious Studies convocation. Students are entering now. You might like to give them a hand as they enter, but you don't have to applaud all the time that they're being seated, but just now would be nice. right hand for the piper, Max Langevin. Bienvenue, welcome to this convocation for arts and religious studies. My name is David Harp. I'm University Marshal, and I think we got you in seated in a record little time, although there are a lot of late people. We'll factor you in, and this leads me to I don't want to forget this announcement right at the start. Many of you may have umbrellas and other paraphernalia. When we factor in the numerous late people, I guess you just slept in on this nice cool morning, your paraphernalia will not be under the same seat because we have to guide each person into the appropriate slot. So just be aware of that and don't carry your backpacks across the stage. And I'll give you some more information about that. I want to introduce now Professor Andre Kostopoulos, who is Dean of Students and has some important information for you.
Now, you may have noticed that the tent is very, very full. So in the very unlikely event that we have to evacuate, and it has happened before, please look at the back of your program. You have some instructions there. Follow the instructions. Follow the instructions of the ushers, stay calm. You and the students will be evacuated to different areas because you're in different parts of the tent. We will reunite you as soon as humanly possible. Do not try to find each other during the evacuation. If you do that, we have chaos, and chaos is not good. Some have even called it bad. So please stay calm, evacuate calmly, go to the designated areas, follow the instructions, everything will be fine. Si jamais on devait évacuer la tente, qui est très pleine aujourd'hui, s'il vous plaît, restez calme, suivez les instructions des placiers, suivez les instructions qui sont à l'arrière de votre programme, n'essayez pas de retrouver les membres de votre famille pendant l'évacuation, ça va créer un chaos terrible et ça va avoir des conséquences funestes pour tous. Have a good convocation. Merci.
One of the first things that I sometimes do is check to see that all our facial recognition and everyone is here from this very special camera that's been created by the Faculty of Engineering. But the other day, I had the occasion to do something that you are all going to be doing these days with my colleague, we both look a little serious, but I think I'll accept it. But I won't publish it. The main thing for you today is to be sure, 100% sure, that you have your lineup card with you. I might ask you just to tear it now with the possibility that you might lose one of them, but I don't think so because the thumb and forefinger can be pinched together so that you have no chance to lose this. Because what we can't really have happen is that you've left it over on, say, the far side, your far right side, and have to meander back through to pick up your card. So, gentlemen, you maybe have 6 or 8 pockets. Put it in one where you will not mistake it, or keep it in your hands. That would be really the very best thing. What you will find on the left-hand side is that there's a mirror for adjustment of your hair, hat, and the like. Don't spend too much time there because you will be asked quickly to go to a spot right in front of the flags on your left-hand side for a photograph that will be taken. There will be another photograph here with the dean, and then you pick up your diploma down here on the bottom on your right-hand side. Just keep the line flowing. Don't schmooze too much with the dean, although I'm sure he'd be glad to talk with you. But he will greet you here on this left-hand side, on your right-hand side of the stage as you look at us. The Chancellor, Michael Meehan, will be introducing the entire program. He sits in the giant chair in the middle. He comes to the podium and gives the information that you will need with respect to who's next until your turn comes, probably about 35 or so minutes into the ceremony. We should have the piper coming in with the platform party. The last individuals of the platform party are the chancellor, the chair of the board, and principal Suzanne Fortier. So when they start to come in, and I'll alert you to this, you can hear them right now out of the right side. I would ask you to rise and to give them a nice hand. They've struggled all their way down, perhaps in a little bit of a drizzle, so they might be exhausted, so give them some extra. Oh, and you might give a quick hand of applause to our brass quintet, Brian Sand and his quintet, who's entertained you before. And they're ever closer. Levez-vous, s'il vous plaît, for the platform party. Please rise.
Thank you. Thank you, Professor Purdy. Good morning, graduating students, families, friends, ladies and gentlemen, bonjour à tous et chacun. As Chancellor and on behalf of McGill University, I take great pleasure in welcoming students graduating from the Faculty of Arts and the Faculty of Religious Studies to this, our 2015 winter, spring convocation. Just feels that way. This is a great day for you, our graduates, and congratulations to each and every one of you. Even more so, it's a momentous day for your parents, spouses, friends, and supporters, as in many cases, it has been their sacrifice and their encouragement that we are celebrating here today. Your presence at the ceremony in such great numbers shows your attachment to McGill, which we hope will become a lifelong bond that benefits both you and your alma mater. Votre présence à cette cérémonie en si grand nombre démontre votre attachement à McGill, et j'espère que cet attachement deviendra un lien bénéfique pour vous et pour McGill tout au long de votre vie. Now, you'll receive lots of praise for your hard work and accomplishments, and deservedly so. But you'll also be receiving lots of advice, and from multiple sources, parents, relatives, friends, professors, and probably even total strangers. And even though I told myself that I wouldn't do it, I confess that I'm going to join this group and give you some advice. But rest easy, it will be short, and who knows, perhaps in due course, you might even consider it to be good advice. You've achieved a great deal, but as you well know, there's much left to do. Today is just a stop on your journey. It's not the final destination. So when you leave, use your knowledge and skills that you've acquired here at McGill to try many things. Be bold. Chase after your dreams. Go down many paths. Above all, don't be afraid to seek knowledge and adventure, because in doing so, you will no doubt enjoy great success. But you will also, from time to time, stumble and fall. You will fail. You will make mistakes. It's inevitable. But as James Joyce said, mistakes are the portals of discovery. Or put another way by Winston Churchill, all of us make mistakes, but only the wise learn from their mistakes. So my advice is not to be afraid of failure. While much can be learned from success, many more valuable lessons emerge from failure. Et le conseil que je me permets de vous donner, c'est de ne pas craindre l'échec. Car bien que nous apprenions beaucoup par le succès, il y a davantage de leçons précieuses qui découlent de l'échec. It's what you learn from experiences that go sideways and how you recover from them that will enrich your life and help you grow as human beings. J.K. Rowling, the author of the famous Harry Potter books, saw her first book rejected by over a dozen publishers. She told a graduating class at Harvard, "You may never fail on the scale that I did, but it is impossible to live without failing at something, unless you live so cautiously that you might as well not have lived at all, in which case you fail by default." Successful people learn from their mistakes or failures and look forward. They don't look back, they don't brood, and they learn and move on. So go out there and try many things. Focus laser-like on a few, but don't be afraid to fail, because it's from the depths of these failures that you will learn the most, and especially how to savor the sweet taste of success. Good luck to all of you and all of your endeavors. Thank you. Now it gives me great pleasure to present our Principal and Vice-Chancellor, Professor Suzanne Fortier, to address convocation.
Bienvenue aux finissants de 2015. Welcome to the graduating class of 2015. I am joined here today by your families and friends, by our Chancellor, members of the board, governors emeriti, by our distinguished honorary degree recipients, award recipients, by special guests and esteemed colleagues. We are here together to express how proud we are of you and of everything that has brought you here today. C'est pour moi un immense bonheur de vous féliciter pour vos réalisations et votre persévérance. Savor today. Enjoy it. Celebrate. I also ask that you take a moment to remember all the people who have supported you during your studies. Today is a very, very special day for them as well. And I want you, class of 2015, to stand up. All of you, please stand up, look around, and give a big round of applause for all the people who've supported you. Merci beaucoup. Merci beaucoup. Today is a day of celebration. Today is also bittersweet. You may not believe me now, but I think you're going to miss McGill, and you're going to miss going to classes. Now, maybe not just yet, but I think it will come. And I'm talking out of experience, because since I've returned to my alma mater, I've been to many of your classes, enjoyed them tremendously. In fact, there's one that I've been to over a dozen times, and that's the Master Voice class in the Schulich School of Music. The class is held at the perfect time, Saturday night, so I go to the class, enjoy it. But even though it's a good time, I wasn't able to go to the very last class of the term, and believe me, I'm already missing it. Now, the professor of the class once said to me, you know, you've been here so often, it's like you're one of the students. I said, now that's not fair to the student. I come here, I enjoy myself, I relax, I listen to these beautiful voices, I do absolutely no work. And also, I told him, believe me, you would not want me to sing. Now, he surprised me with what he said next. He said, can you breathe? Of course I can breathe. Well, he said, if you can breathe, you can sing. Now, don't worry, I'm not about to execute the advice right now, but I do like the idea. If you can breathe, you have a voice. And looking at you on your graduation day and thinking of what you have accomplished, I know that you have a voice, and I know how important it is for you to use it. You have a mind that knows how to learn. You have determination, and you have talent. You have ideas of your own. Now use your voice to take those gifts into the world. Use your voice to share your knowledge with others and share their knowledge. Use your voice to ask questions. Use your voice to stand up for what you believe in, and use your voice to help others find their own voices. We have splendid role models with us today. Lorna Crozier and Patrick Lane are honorary degree recipients who we will have the privilege to hear from in a few minutes, are certainly two great examples. Our provost, Anthony Massey, is another one. As you may know, this is one of Professor Massey's final convocations as provost. Tony has brought a wealth of outstanding qualities to his nearly 10 years as provost at McGill. He's a distinguished scholar, a devoted teacher, and an inspired leader. He has left his mark on the learning environment at McGill, bringing to it both excellence and innovation. And he's a visionary with a keen sense of where McGill should be headed. And of course, there is Dean Manfredi. During his 9 years as Dean of Arts, he has certainly made his voice heard, and McGill is all the more rich for it. Since 2006 as Dean, Christopher Manfredi has led the faculty with vision and energy, setting clear and ambitious aspirations for it. Under his leadership, the faculty has deepened its research and innovation capacity, bringing a new focus on increasing undergraduate internships and research opportunities, and advancing the digital humanities frontier, to name but a few of his accomplishments. I'm delighted that he will continue to use his talents and voice to his new role as Provost of McGill. And to both Tony Masi and Christopher Manfredi, I say mille grazie. I hope that you can all enjoy a bit of time to celebrate and to relax before embarking on the next verse in your life. Mais si vos classes vous manquent et si McGill vous manque, revenez nous voir le plus souvent possible. Comme vous le savez, les portes de McGill vous seront toujours très grandes ouvertes. Vous êtes chez vous ici. Please keep in touch. We all look forward to hearing all of your voices in the days and years ahead. Félicitations.
Thank you, Principal Fortier. I now ask Professor Hudson Meadwell, Interim Dean of the Faculty of Arts, to introduce this year's winner of the Noel Fieldhouse Award for Distinguished Teaching.
Madam Vice Chancellor, and good morning. It is my pleasure to present Associate Professor Dirk Schlimm for the H. Noel Fieldhouse Award. Dirk Schlimm teaches some of the densest and most difficult courses offered in the departments of philosophy and computer science. But by the end of the philosophy of mathematics, or logic and computability, to name but two, his students are hooked on the material and are raving about him. Here is what some have written. He's the best professor I've had at McGill, hands down. And starting from the first lecture, Professor Schlimm was able to do the extraordinary. He made the most complex material that I've encountered in my entire undergraduate career accessible. Professor Schlimm is known for creating an environment in the classroom where everyone is comfortable speaking, asking questions, and participating. He takes his teaching model from the late Professor Wayne C. Booth, whose many books include What Little I Think I Know About Teaching. The motto is this: good college teaching is the kind that promises to make the teacher finally superfluous, the kind that will lead students to want to continue work in the given subject, and to be able to have the necessary intellectual equipment to continue work at a more advanced level. And to this motto, he has been true. Congratulations, Dirk. Now to present this year's winner of the Librarian Excellence Award, I invite Dr. Colleen Cook, Trenum Dean of Libraries, to the podium. Dean Cook.
Madam Vice Chancellor, the 2015 McGill Librarian Excellence Awards goes to April Colosimo, Liaison Librarian at the Schulich Library of Science and Engineering. Since 2006, April has served library users with expertise, enthusiasm, and excellence. Her skill and dedication have made her one of the most sought-after guides to the world of information. One colleague says about April, she is a resourceful, innovative thinker and constantly contributes to initiatives for new library services and the improvement of existing ones. From performing expert patent searches for McGill's Office of Sponsored Research to founding a best paper competition for CECOM 206 Communication and Engineering students, to being an active member of the interdepartmental team that developed the first MOOC at McGill, April inspires users to uncover new paths to discovery. Students, scholars, fellow staff members, online learners are all deeply appreciative of her work. Some point to April's work in partnering to spearhead the eScience Institute at McGill effort, which involves developing a strategic agenda for e-research support specifically in the sciences. Others note her work as co-coordinator of the My Research Graduate Seminar Series. April's vision for information literacy has helped thousands of users navigate the worlds of scholarly publishing, concept mapping, citation metrics, and more. Her own research focuses on how to move the series online for greater reach and heightened user experience on the MOOC model. Madam Vice Chancellor, I present April Colosimo, recipient of the 2015 Librarian Excellence Award.
I now invite Dr. Rose Goldstein, Vice Principal Research and International Relations, to present one of this year's winners of the Principal's Prize for Outstanding Emerging Researchers. Dr. Goldstein.
Madam Vice Chancellor, it is my honor to present to you Professor Andrew Piper, winner of the Principal's Prize for Outstanding Emerging Researchers. Professor Piper. Professor Piper is Associate Professor and William Dawson Scholar of German and European Literature and an Associate Member of the Department of Art History and Communication Studies. He is a former Andrew W. Mellon New Directions Fellow and is currently the Director of Text Lab, a digital humanities laboratory at McGill. In nominating Professor Piper for this award, Dean of Arts and Provost Designate Christopher Manfredi emphasized the groundbreaking nature of Professor Piper's research and the impact it will have on how we think about language, literature, and culture. Using new computational methods, Professor Piper is a leading researcher in the movement to produce the first large-scale, cross-cultural history of the novel. This study will significantly expand the scope of what can be reliably researched, discussed, and taught about this culturally significant modern art form. In addition, Professor Piper's research is making an outstanding contribution to larger debates about data mining and the place of information technology within society. Madam Vice Chancellor, distinguished guests, colleagues, and class of 2015, Professor Andrew Piper has distinguished himself and honored his faculty and McGill University by his outstanding dedication to research, and he is a most worthy recipient of this prize, established in 2013 to celebrate McGill's outstanding early career researchers. Thank you.
McGill University is honored today to celebrate the achievements of a real power couple in Canadian literature. I invite Professor Hudson Meadwell, Acting Dean of the Faculty of Arts, to present Professor Lorna Crozier and Professor Patrick Lane, that they may have conferred upon them the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant. Dean Meadwell.
Mr. Chancellor, Lorna Crozier and Patrick Lane are two of Canada's most successful, well-known, loved, and respected poets. Lorna Crozier hails from the wide-open Saskatchewan prairie, a former high school teacher and guidance counselor. She then taught writing at the University of Victoria, where she is now Professor Emerita. Patrick Lane grew up in the Selkirk Mountains and the Okanagan Valley in the southern interior of British Columbia. A former logger and world wanderer, he then found himself in poetry. Lorna Crozier has published 16 books of poetry, 5 anthologies, 2 works of nonfiction, and 1 play. And she is still writing. Patrick Lane has over 30 publications to his name, one of which is a rare honor, an edition of his collected poems, which includes over 400 poems written over more than 50 years. And he, too, is still writing. 3 other publications are co-edited anthologies. They each have independently received numerous awards and honors for their own work, including the Governor General's Medal for Poetry and the Dorothy Leibse Award for Poetry. Both have received honorary degrees, and both are members of the Order of Canada. Together for 37 years, they are teachers and mentors to many of Canada's established and budding authors. Often referred to as British Columbia's poetry power couple, they make their home on Vancouver Island, not far from the University of Victoria, where, although retired, Patrick remains an adjunct professor. Mr. Chancellor, I present to you Lorna Crozier and Patrick Lane, that you may confer upon each of them the degree of Doctor of Letters, honoris causa.
Ladies and gentlemen, I now would like to invite Dr. Lorna Crozier and Dr. Patrick Lane, our newest McGill graduates, to say a few words to you as this year's honorary degree recipients. Doctors.
Patrick Lane and I lived in Montreal in 1985. We were poets then too, but we didn't dream of a day like today. I remember walking past Leonard Cohen's house on Saint Laurent, singing Suzanne at the top of my voice, because I felt so excited to be part of this city made famous by writers like him. We're thrilled to be back 3 decades later to accept such an honor from such a prestigious institution.
Recipients of awards like this usually offer words of guidance to graduating students. But as we've grown older, one thing I want to tell you is that we really know very little at all. But since Lorna and I have almost 100 years of poetry between us, we decided to write a poem especially for you on this occasion, and we've called it Advice for the Future.
Advice for the Future. My husband, who is losing his sight, sees in another way. He says the period at the end of a sentence is the size of the heart inside the egg of a hummingbird in its nest of moss and spider webs. This is to remind you there's no end to things, but always a small heart beating.
The wind moves slow along St. Urban Street. The night comes on. A hummingbird hangs from the petals of a hollyhock. A last sweet drink to take back to her nestlings before the dark. Each morning, I take out the words fear and despair, and I bury them. Each night, they climb from their graves to torment me. My wife reminds me that a poem can save the worlds of the small. The hummingbird agrees. She has children to feed.
What can sustain you in the days ahead? When you are angry, go to the forest and talk to the trees. Only they will hear you. When you are sad, visit the turtle just risen from the mud at the bottom of the pond, where she spent 6 months in the cold and the dark. Rise into the light that calls you too. The heat on your eyelids, the sun's wet lick across your skin.
Maybe the world is as small as a woman, and her garden rich with tomatoes and hummingbirds, beans and butterflies. And the night is a turtle dreaming the world on its shell, a raven making chaos, rain and wind, the dark bird knowing the hearts of men, their desire a disordered move toward love.
Travel light as the seeds of cottonwood through the streets of the city. Bear good news without restraint, like the man on the corner of St. Catherine's and Peel, the man shouting the where and who of being saved. In the small front yards, tomatoes climb high because they have to. Hours are measured by their ripening, the weight of one tomato in the palm, the weight of your soul, joyous on this earth.
Why do we ask the moon for hope when we're alone? When we reach past ourselves, we find another. I watch my wife move through the dawn, her quick hands pulling weeds from among the young beans. A golden cat paces slow between the rows, content to be with her. We're not lost. Don't ask the moon to forgive you, nor ask of the sun that it should heal your days.
Will the moon appear tonight behind the cross on Mount Royal? Does its mother, Blue Madonna, mourn its rising? Let's leave our offerings there. The whisker of a cat, a basket of new beans, the skin a drummer from Ethiopia beats with his bare hands.
The drum in a hummingbird's breast, the breathing its wings make of the air, a whisper that is a hurricane being born, the rising of the sea in your blood. We dance in the knowing that is man, that is woman, that is a feathered child inside a bird's egg, a woman's belly, a man's steady vigil. No matter the dark hours when we ask that our burdens be lifted, ask instead that hope be how we live, our hands sure in the earth.
What finally can we tell you? If you're not looking for it, you miss it. That's all we know. My husband, who is losing his sight, is finding through the gray eyes of dawn and the golden eyes of a cat a clearer way to see. Graduates, Chancellor Meehan, President Forche, family members, honored guests, we could not be more honored to be here. It's a real thrill for us to share in this day with you. Thank you so much again.
Thank you, Dr. Crozier. Thank you, Dr. Lane. We'll now proceed with the conferral of academic degrees, and I'd ask our provost, Anthony Massey, to commence the formal proceedings. Provost Massey.
Mr. Chancellor, I'm pleased to invite the students graduating from programs of study in the Faculty of Arts and the Faculty of Religious Studies to come forward for the conferral of their degrees. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted by the Chancellor, the Principal, or the Delegate of the Chair of the Board of Governors. Students receiving their first degree shall remove their mortarboard hat from their head. At center stage, they will be symbolically capped, signaling ceremonially the conferral of the degree. Students who have already earned a university degree shall keep their mortarboard on their head and they will be congratulated by a tap on the shoulder. Let me repeat, no university degree, remove the hat, get capped. Already have a university degree, keep the hat on and get tapped. Parents, friends, and the students themselves, I'm sure, will be pleased to know that in most cases, capping and tapping are done lightly. The dean of the faculty or delegate will also greet each student and take a photo with them while with him or her while they are still on stage. The parchment itself will be given to each student after they leave the stage. During this week of convocations, you may have seen some students wearing red or white scarves. Self-identifying Aboriginal students, First Nations, Inuit, and Métis, are entitled to wear graduation scarves at convocation, in the community, and at any and all future events that they attend at McGill. The red scarf is for those receiving a degree, the white for those getting a diploma or certificate. The feather has two meanings: respect for the person, and it marks an amazing or special event. The Confederacy belt signifies attachment to and respect for the land on which we live. And the turtle symbolizes the inclusiveness of all nations and respect for diversity. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de McGill, je déclare que les candidats dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'université, qu'ils soient présents ou absents, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill's Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the university's official list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. I now invite Professor Andre Kostopoulos to introduce the graduates, and Professor Hudson Meadwell, Interim Dean of the Faculty of Arts, and Professor Ian Henderson, Interim Dean of the Faculty of Religious Studies, to congratulate all graduating students. Customarily, we begin with graduate students in each group and followed by undergraduate students. Congratulations, class of 2015. Félicitations.
Mr. Chancellor, for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Anthropology, Gabriela Jarayan. Nicole Ann Regillo. Petur Skulason Waldorf. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Chemistry, Eric Alejandro Meneses. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Communication Studies, Ryan Alexander Diddock. Christopher Michael Gutierrez. Aisha Mawani. Cheryl Leona Thompson. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in English, Benjamin Stewart Weir Barutis. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in French, Anne-Hélène Dupont. Maxime Philippe. Valérie Maurer. Laurent Corbeil. That is for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in History, Laurent Corbeil. Marie-Louise Ermisch. Michael John Ferguson. Sarah Gabriel. Sally Rajab. James Mackenzie Wallace. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Islamic Studies, Alberto Tiburcio Urquiola. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Linguistics, Walter Andrew Patterson. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Philosophy, Amy Rebecca Barnes. Robert John Stevens. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Social Work, Ya Wen. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Sociology, Claudia Patricia Maspera León. France Pascal Ménard. Christine Prou. The degree of Master of Arts in Communication Studies, Jonathan Logan Karpetz. The degree of Master of Arts in English, Janie Berriot. Maria Teresa Biondi. Alyssa Lynn Callan. Juan Manuel Cardenas. Sarah Elizabeth Mitchell. Valerie Silva. John Michael Sima. For the degree of Master of Arts in Geography, Victoria Cheyune. Michelle Louise Maillet. Joanna Marguerite Petrasek McDonald. For the degree of Master of Arts in German Studies, Caitlin Marie Cook. For the degree of Master of Arts in History, Heather Claire Davidson. Flora Romero. For the degree of Master of Arts in Islamic Studies, Jonathan Samuel Zubi. Elliot Marcel Montpellier. For the degree of Master of Arts in Linguistics, James Robert Tanner. For the degree of Master of Arts in Medical Sociology, Lyota Bonyeme. For the degree of Master of Arts in Spanish, Nelson Martin Obregoso Roman. The degree of Master of Arts of Library and Information Studies, Cheryl Dawn Bain. Leanne Ban. Catherine Sarah Barrett. Krista Michelle Baxter. Robin Bigar. Julia Ella Marie Bierke. Judith Boissonneau. Sarah Cassia Bonish. Cynthia Bourassa Perron. Alyssa Beth Bruins. Pamela Faye Casey. Joshua Eric Chalifour. Heather Chambers. Myriam Chiasson. Mackenzie Ruth Clayton. The degree of Master of Library and Information Studies, Julie Côté. Tristan Arthur Dunn. Mary Christina DeLonghi. Rachel Ann DiCresche. Magdalene Diaz Geronimo. Basti Edma. Taline Ekmekjian. Naomi Ann Endicott. Savika Devi Fausar. Mitchell Gary Friedman. Guillermo Antonio Galdames Barrera. Sophie Gazarian-Pagé. Vanessa Giroir. Carrie Lee Goodfellow. Allison Claire Gregory. Yu Feng Guan. Yi Ming Guo. Catherine Joan Harrison. Allison Harvey. Katarina L. Hausen. Courtney Lynn Hooper. Yuning Hu. Alexandra Samantha Kravecki. Alexandria Christian Mario. Ryan Marr. Daniel Mijes. Charles Edward Minnitz. Allison Joan Moore. Courtney Lee Morrison. Natalie Nanayakara. Alexandra Obradovich. Anvu David Fung. Mathieu Pomerleau. Cassandra Ricafort. Melissa Ann Rivosecci. Sarah Lynn Greenwood Robinson. Alyssa Ann Leonoff Rautenberg. Amélie Dominique Roy. Kate M. Roson. Marissa Ruculo. Kimberly Ryan. Samuel Worcester Speary. Sydney Elizabeth Steele. Yi Jen Tu. Christopher Daniel Clemens Uli. Anouk Vigneault. Amanda Weingartner-White Watson. Desmond Wong. For the degree of Master of Social Work, Katrina Vera Cherney. Amber Lucille Green. Sarah Vera Gutman. Volodymyr Karnoshenko. Patricia Oana Munteanu. Eleni Sofuli. Kai Cheng. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in African Studies, Tae Hyung Kim. Melanie Zibet. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Anthropology, Niloufa Baradaran Rahmani. Tal Barsheshat. Mathilde Marie-Camille Bertin. Isabelle Amanda Boiteau. Caroline Amélie Bruyère. Tessa Ruth Bryant. Charles David Caldwell. Jane Campbell, Distinction. Thomas Arthur Canavan. Ariane Lydia Carter. Emily Cerveni. Andrea Michelle Coates. Obed de Guzman Kandangan. Victoria Sofia Danilo. Vanessa Drusnica. Maxine Theodora Fish. Claire Marie Golin Brown. Emma Lane Gauss, First Class Honors in Anthropology, Dean's Honor List. Geneviève Godin. Mae Seung Win Han. Dilafsa Midarali Eva. Pamela Juarez. Kai Marie Kafferson, Dean's Honor List. Simon Kaplan Senchak, Distinction First Class Honors in Anthropology. Emmeline Layfield. Chloe Lee Hohn. Megan Anna McNeil. Deanna Miller, Honors in Anthropology. Mayela Oana, Dean's Honor List. Anna Konstantina Orton Hatzis, Distinction First Class Honors in Anthropology and Art History. Catherine Paulin, Dean's Honor List. Alia Nakuzi Phillips. Julian Mansell Peary. Sophie Ellen Riley, Distinction, First Class Honors in Anthropology. Mathilde Rochette Brown, Distinction, First Class Honors in Anthropology. Veronica Ray Schleihauf. Taroni Andrea Schweitzer-Gill. Jessica Lynn Shannon. Dvora Shayna Silverman. Macy Silverman. Mélanie Barbara Simon. Ariane Kristen Tifo. Gabrielle Dalia Valevikius. Nabila Walji, Dean's Honor List. Megan Patricia Wally, First Class Honors in Anthropology, Dean's Honor List. Elizabeth White, Distinction, First Class Honors in Anthropology. Jennifer Marie Wong, Distinction. Tyler James Wood. Eve Bennett Woolley. Julia Zhao, Distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Art History, Erica Chase Davis. Leila Miriam Delcord. Madeline Rachel Feller. Tamara Leila Hart, W.O. Judkins Memorial Prize in Art History, Dean's Honor List. Nizam Hatoum, Distinction. Alexandra Breihauk, Distinction, First Class Honors in Art History. Clea Hawkins, Dean's Honor List. Kenneth Chi Fong Ku, First Class Honors in Art History, Dean's Honor List. Charlotte Elizabeth Le Gallet, Distinction. Emma Marie Le Poissard, Distinction, First Class Honors in Art History. Marlene Misiuk. Erica Diane Morasuti. Jennifer Louise Mueller. Ariella Rachel Sandler Starkman. Rainer Schreppen. Jade Yuswin Se. Laura Siegel. Emily Beth Shiner, Dean's Honor List. Alexis Pearl Simonu Zime. Bailey Joy Singer. Kelly Lynn Stockenbaum. Distinction, First Class Honors in Art History, Paola Bonato Memorial Prize. Victoria Magdalene Wu, Distinction, First Class Honors in Art History. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Canadian Studies, James Ezra Gutman. Brandon Andrew McCool. Hayden Timothy Moore. Eric Walter Viba, Distinction, First Class Honors in Canadian Studies. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Classics, Judy Etta Fiore, Dean's Honor List. Gregory Yanakis, First Class Joint Honors in Classics, First Class Joint Honors in Linguistics, Paul F. McCullough Prize in Ancient Greek and Latin, Dean's Honor List. Sebastian Alexander Grant. Emma Zhang, Distinction, First Class Honors in Classics Henry Chapman Medal. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Computer Science, Kyle James Brumstead. Jonathan Cody Campbell. Brandon Pierce Eschlemann. Andrew Lawrence Ian Freeman. Amberlyn Gamrat, Dean's Honor List. Joshua Romoff. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in East Asian Studies, Sophia Ajram. Isabel Bonacorsi, Dean's Honor List. Shannon Bouchard, Distinction. Jiawei Chen. Benjamin David Drill. Stacy LaFortune Kutley, First Class Honors in East Asian Studies, Dean's Honor List. Jocelyn Laws. Sophie Therese LeBlanc, Distinction. Zachary Cameron Lefebvre. Aliénor Héloïse Lemieux Kumberlege, First Class Honors in East Asian Studies. Ying Jun Liang. Vanessa Preddy. Megan Isabelle Préfontaine. Jennifer Thatch. He Zhang, Honors in East Asian Studies. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in English, Amanda Adejib. River Allen. Mark Anscombe. Sophie Bain. Jessica Rowan Koch Banner. Jillian Marie Barreca. Christina Elizabeth Barry. Kathy Pearl Beard. Hedie Perdies Carmanbour. Max Henry Berger. Charlotte Elizabeth Bothner-Doan, Catherine M. Shaw Shakespeare Award, First Class Honors in English, Mary Keenan Scholarship in English, Dean's Honor List. Carolyn Borum, Distinction, First Class Honors in English, Mary Keenan Scholarship in English. Carolyn Joan Dessas-Bushinsky. Jessica Kadzier, First Class Honors in English, Dean's Honor List. Dana Carlton. Daniel Michael Carter. Victoria Cheslock. Nicholas Brock Caroon. Cosette Crimp. Pauline Cuchet. Michael Donovan Daly. Emery Dallas Fine. Distinction. Brittany Ariel Sokol Davis. Honors in English. Clara Pauline de Saint. Distinction. Alice Dutru. Julia Edelman. Emily Lillian Filkenstein. Christy Joy Frost, First Class Honors in English, Janet L. Morton Prize, Dean's Honor List. Sarah-Louise Gervais. Anna Mae Gordon, Honors in English. Christopher Donald Greba, First Class Honors in English, Mary Keenan Scholarship in English, Dean's Honor List. Amanda Ann Hassio. Fiona Hartman. Kayla Marie Herbert. Yazina Hong. Catherine Marie Horgan, Distinction Catherine M. Shaw Early Drama Award, also receiving a Bachelor of Music. Issa. Linda Issa. Erica Jacobs Perkins. Grace Sarah John. Michelle Lee Ann Jiam. Laurent Martin Jordi. Fedor Karmanov, Chester McNagan Prize, First Class Honors in English, Lionel Shapiro Award for Creative Writing. Kara Zahira Anindyawanti Katon. Penelope Ann Kerr, Dean's Honor List. Amanda Kinsey. Stephen Koutsomitopoulos. Sarah Klepfer. Kara Rebecca Chrisman. Chelsea Bronwyn Latremouille, Algie Smilly Node Memorial Prize, First Class Honors in English, Dean's Honor List. Bianca Gabriela Lavrik. Liliana Lazendish. Lisa Leone. Bronwyn Lyra Dyson. Sofiki Ma, First Class Honors in English, Dean's Honor List. Sarah Leland MacArthur. Natalie Elizabeth Manley. Emily Lynn Mana. Emily Maureen Michel Martin. Montrobia McKissick. Sophie Mishara. Julia Mitchell. Daphne Morin. Allison Moscovich. Clara Nenku. Stefan Novakovich. Liam Scott O'Keefe. Hannah Ovshina. Daniel John Pease. Benjamin Wyatt Poirier. Kia Pilar Pouliot. Juliana Pra. Samuel Robert Quigley. Michelle Ann Robinson, Honors in English, Distinction, Chester McNaughton Prize, Lionel Shapiro Award for Creative Writing. Natasha Kathleen Rossi. Chelsea Ann Russo. Logan Sacco. Charles Gabriel Scarlett Smith. Maya Bryn Sidial Whitney, distinction. Corinne Segal. Madeline Danielle Silver, Dora Forsyth Prize, Dean's Honor List. Hannah Sinclair. Kelly Jasmine Steinmetz, distinction. Isabel Agnes Stokes, distinction, first class honors in English. Lucy Jungming Sung, joint honors in English and political science. Dioma Swabi. Trevor Taragian. Chantel Vivian van Wittenburg, distinction. Juan Camilo Velasquez Buritica. Alexandra Madeline White. Rachel Adele Weiner. Christina Megan Wood. Vidal Wu. Cédric Yarish Ferland. Jahan Yazami. Ada Lok Sang Yu. Shaiting Yue. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Environment, Claire Isabelle Bouillon. Cecilia Siobhan Bremer. Bremner. Robert G. Christie. Joël André Dam. Melissa Fundira, Honors in Environment. Nessa Gassemi Bakhtiari. Anna Lapam. Laura Lazri. Adrienne Linda Murphy. Mathilde Perrier. Simon Etienne Poitrimo. Pauline Aurore Sillinger, Distinction, First Class Honors in Environment. Émilie Saint-Hilaire. Martha Zemo. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Geography, David Blair Honors in Geography. Johanna Ivani Brenner. Harold Tro Burton, distinction. Wang Lam Choi. Sierra Nicole Clark, First Class Honors in Geography, Dean's Honor List. Nadia Jen Fentiman. Benjamin Isaac Forstate. Cleo Robinson Frioli. Florence Ariane Gignac, Dean's Honor List. Alyssa Kranzberg. Karine Maggiani Malagon. Anna Catherine Parker. Allison Quigg. Timothy Rogers. Jesse Martha Rotran. Danissa Sarah Schiff. Robert Jonathan James Smith. Mohan Solentagi, distinction. Brock Randall Matthew Turville, Dean's Honor List. Chloé-Marie Lucie Vado, distinction. Kara Brett Maloney Webster, Dean's Honor List. Alexander Rudolph Wieb, First Class Honors in Geography. Taishi Alan Yokoyama, Distinction, First Class Honors in Geography. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in German Studies, Kala Asfa. Michael Richard Eric Ma. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Hispanic Studies, Hillary Kendra Ellis. Ariana Kunu. Dahlia Josephine Snyderman. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in History, Nicole Kathleen Arson. James Niven Alistair. Jeffrey Araujo, Distinction, First Class Honors in History. Ian Andrew Barber. Base. Madeline Nicole Bays-Bursey. Aiden Joseph Benarok, Distinction. Alexandra Bilet, Distinction, First Class Honors in History. Guillaume Henri Vincent Boehm. Victoria Elizabeth Bronwell. Emily Joyce Brown. Joseph Timothy Bryden, Honors in History. Cole Ruben Bricker, First Class Honors in History, Dean's Honor List. Ryan Michael Byrne. Catherine Bélanger. Farzana Koviada. Pranyat Chopra, Joint Honors in History and Political Science Distinction. Arjun Shudri, Honors in History. Tanya Kontruchi. Jessica Elizabeth Camps Cook. Elizabeth Erica Ann Dawson. Alana Delalich. Matthew Digian Domenico. Joshua James Doyle Russo, Honors in History. Patrick James Dunbar Lavoie, Distinction. Carla Isinger, Howard Weinroth Memorial Essay Prize. Andra Sidoni Ecksteins. Sanaya El Sayad, Distinction. Stein Tura Eriksson. Kimberly Beatrix Percy Evans, Joint Honors in History and Middle East Studies. Nora Catherine Janet Frawley Elson, Distinction. Vanessa Gagnon. Matthew Barksdale Gary, Joint Honors in History and Economics. Jonathan Alexander Gosselin, Distinction. Nicolas Wilhelm Grabe, Distinction, First Class Honors in History. Nicholas Evan Harley, Distinction, First Class Joint Honors in History and Political Science. Zoe Grace Hall. Anna Evangeline Hutchison, Distinction, First Class Joint Honors in History and Middle East Studies. Daphne Reina Idis. Natalie Eichelfeld. Batul Jaber. Tisha Jani. First Class Honors in History, Dean's Honor List, by the way. Joanna Jordan, Dean's Honor List. Andrew Justin Kasten. Melissa Matsuko Kawaguchi. Lindsay Ann Kendrick Koch, C.C. Bale Prize in History, Dean's Honor List. Sebastian Felix Kwasiborski. Colin Laidley, Joint Honors in History and Political Science. Tiffany Sinyi Lam. Charles Alexandre Lapin. Madeleine Teresa Lebrun. Madison Jean Lee. Emilia Lokovska, Distinction. Catherine Claire McKinnon. Allison Dita Leonore McPhee. Leonore. Channi Matani. Alexandru Martalogu, First Class Honors in History, Paul F. McCullough Prize in Ancient Greek and Latin, Dean's Honor List. Jonathan William Martin, Distinction, First Class Joint Honors in History and Russian. Jonathan Loring Mason. Lisa Marie Meager. Emma Lee Meldrum. Richard Minsberg. Aaron Elizabeth Mitchell. Ryan Benjamin Mitten, Joint Honors in History and Political Science. Yukitake Miwa, Distinction. Jennifer Ann Monroe. Alexander Daniel Nairn. Lucas Napier McDonald. Galen Osterman, Honors in History. Frédéric Paiman. Juliet Meller Paperny. Nina Robertson Patti, First Class Honors in History, Dean's Honor List. Eleni Philippopoulos. Margot Rebondi. Eden Rusnell, Distinction, First Class Honors in History. Chloe Lynn Holly Rousseau. Kylie Davin Sales. Cynthia Samick. Benjamin Raphael Scher, First Class Honors in History, Dean's Honor List. Tiffany Alexandra Smith. Emily Mary Elizabeth Southey, Honors in History. Samir Tayebali. Anna Renee Terweem. Janie Elizabeth Isabella Twaits. Kevin Hisao Toda, Joint Honors in History and Political Science. Andrew Traherne. Philippe Tremblay. Camilo Urco Soler. Rafael Jaime Uribe Arango. Haley Janelle Wells, Distinction, First Class Joint Honors in History and International Development Studies. Ghazale Zamani. Tatiana Zamozra. Boyao Zhang, distinction. Ximeng Zhu, distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Humanistic Studies, Sarah Constance Allen. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Indigenous Studies ad hoc, Tiffany Elise Harrington. Distinction, First Class Joint Honors in Anthropology and Indigenous Studies ad hoc. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Italian Language and Literature, Francesca Magnacci, Dean's Honor List. Christine Tokai, distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Italian Studies, Elora Bussière-Ladouceur, Dean's Honor List. Laura Cassetta. Danica Elizabeth Di Patrola Gaspar, Prize of the Ambassador of Switzerland in Canada for Italian Book. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Jewish Studies, Lily Savannah Chapnick, First Class Honors in Jewish Studies, Dean's Honor List. Matthew Jeremy Miller, C.A. Brody Brockwell Prize, Louis and Bessie Ballist Prize, Norman Berman Memorial Prize, Dean's Honor List. Erica Schneiderman, distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Langue et Littérature Française, Catherine Nini-Adol, distinction, First Class Joint Honors in International Development Studies and Langue et Littérature Française. Émilie Berthelet, distinction, First Class Honors in Language and Langue et Littérature Française. Joseph Beaujeu, honors in language and langage and literature française. Laurence Louise Boussicot. Gabrielle Cholette, distinction, first class honors in langue et literature française. Frédéric Côté, honors in langue et literature française. Marianne Godard, distinction, first class honors in langue et literature française. Sandrine Hansen-Jomar, First Class Joint Honors in English, First Class Joint Honors in Langue et Littérature Française, Dean's Honor List. Lisa Mona Khaled, Jean E.L. Launay Medal. Vincent Christian Ouellet Turp, Distinction, First Class Honors in Langue et Littérature Française. Julien Renaud, First Class Honors in Langue et Littérature Française. Baptiste Owen Rinner, honors in Langue et Littérature Française. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Latin American Studies, Anna Sofia Aronov Sashtenko. Apologies. Tanya Roth, distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Linguistics, Emilio Asunthao. Liam R. Brasford, First Class Honors in Linguistics, Dean's Honor List. Luisa Bielig, Cremona Memorial Prize in Linguistics, First Class Honors in Linguistics, Dean's Honor List. September O. Pope Cowley, Distinction, First Class Honors in Linguistics. Jeremy Einhorn. Christina Louise Klassen, Distinction, First Class Joint Honors in Linguistics and Psychology. Mally Klein. Marjorie Claire Labelle, Distinction. Jacob Wolf Leon, Distinction. Rachel Ma. Kelly Prigioniero. Elena Russo, Emmanuel Tavares Memorial Prize, Dean's Honor List. John Russell Tydick. Simon Jory Stevens Julier, distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Mathematics, Samuel Hacker Higgs. Rabia Kamal. Hannah Michelle Kirby. Ishani Majumdar. Anton Radis. Alfred Daniel Richmond. Yinan Jai. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Middle East Studies, Dania Mohammed Alashari. Vanessa Basal, Honors in Middle East Studies. Jade Allegra Harry Feige. Mika Fish, Honors in Middle East Studies. Marie-Catherine Gay. Ariel Lieberman. Tessa Claire Martin, First Class Honors in Middle East Studies, Dean's Honor List. Alexander Engel Hertz, Distinction for the degree of Bachelor of Arts in North American Studies. Molly Claire Harris, North American Studies Program Book Prize. Ariel Zuckerbrot, Distinction for the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Philosophy, Cassandra Beth Bloom. Kathleen Marie Bradley. Aiden Mick Cade Goldsmith. Caitlin Elise Garmanico. Anna Sophia Christiansen. David N. Solomon Memorial Prize, First Class Joint Honors in Philosophy and Sociology, Dean's Honor List. Natalie Ellen Church. Joseph Cowan, Honors in Philosophy. Vanessa Simone Deverell, First Class Honors in Philosophy, Prince of Wales Gold Medal for Mental and Moral Philosophy, Dean's Honor List. James Dolan, First Class Honors in History, First Class Joint Honors in Philosophy. Matthew Dunlop. Vivian Fellbloom, Distinction, First Class Honors in Philosophy. Miranda Leila Gobran. Natalie Gondek, Honors in Philosophy. Laurent Goyette-Levac, Joint Honors in Philosophy and Political Science. Mira Margarita Yaneva, Distinction, First Class Honors in Philosophy. Meredith Laferte-Couture, First Class Honors in Philosophy. Evan Scott Magoni. Catherine Hannah Markle. Riley Angus McGillis. Sebastian John Norfolk. Molly O'Rourke Friel. Honors in Philosophy. Pablo Roman Pizarro Yangsur. Luis Ricardo Ramirez, Distinction, First Class Honors in Philosophy. Theo Jalal Salon. Mira Sarata Sivaloganathan. Daria Sliman. Agatha Anna Slupek, Distinction, first class honors in philosophy. Solomon Yi Shun Se, honors in philosophy. Hugo Varenne, honors in philosophy. Bianca Marie Waked, first class honors in philosophy. Claire Anna Stewart Canigan, distinction, first class joint honors in Canadian Studies and Political Science. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Religious Studies, Camille May Baker, honors in Religious Studies. Megan Olivia Yates Poitier, honors in Religious Studies. Dahlia Ramirez Cote, first class honors in Religious Studies. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Scriptures and Interpretations, Philip Asimakopoulos. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Sociology, David Beltrami. Ave Yaakov Bros. Catherine Castanger Giroux, first class honors in Sociology. Sophie Frances Coleman. Jennifer Dalimonte. Cassandra Linda Dolan. Felix Ferrandis. Erin Victoria Forsley. Madeline Leoba Fromm. Jacqueline Paige Galbraith. Isabella Goldberg Jessup. Megan Chelsea Gutnick. Lucy Julia Chun-Li Hardman. Juliana Allison Holexa, distinction. Jung Wan Hong. Hali Kazaa. Anushe Irfan Khan. Sofia Loparco. Jesse Hao Ying Ma. Samantha Magder, distinction. Sarah Marilyn Main. Alexia Maman. Julia Alice Morel. Kira Brianne Morris. Kayla Ashley Murdoch. Grace O. James Benjamin Okoshkin. Nicole Rose. Tamara Salambeer. Brittany Ann Scarfo, distinction, first class honors in sociology. Fiona Elizabeth Scott. Jennifer Alyssa Sherman. Jennifer Sinclair. Jessica Stallone, distinction, first class honors in sociology. Candace Sarah Steinhardt. Ruth Lila Wellen, distinction, first class honors in sociology. Rochelle Tamara Willier. Stephanie Carolyn Wilsey. Bronwyn Warwick. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Software Engineering, David McDonald Hernan. Alexandre Pelletier. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Urban Systems, Adam Andrew Cutts. Etienne Lemire, First Class Honors in Urban Systems, Dean's Honor List. Lucas Ozols-Mongeau, Distinction First Class Honors in Urban Systems. Dara Shevska, Distinction First Class Honors in Urban Systems. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in Women's Studies, Marion Alice Becheri. Anna-Marie Besseau. Ashley Page Hobson Garcia, Distinction, First Class Honors in Women's Studies. Victoria Meyerowitz. Geneviève Nathalie Roberge. Molly Suzanne Swain, Honors in Women's Studies. Dylan Jamie Ungerman Sears, Distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in World Islamic and Middle East Studies, Frances Kalingo, Distinction. Margaret Claire Gilligan, First Class Joint Honors in Hispanic Studies, First Class Joint Honors in World Islamic and Middle East Studies. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts in World Religions, Patrick Delaurier. Salvatore Di Bartolo. Peter James Griffith. Joyce Wing-Shae Lee. Bridget Leah Nagar. Ayotowima Oguntunde. Sarah Elizabeth Bell Pierre, Distinction. Bruna Louise Salani. For the degree of Bachelor of Social Work, Laura Bergman. Amanda Jean Burkhart. Alana Burns. Aiden Kale Cosgrove. Trisha DeMello Avolevan, Distinction. Stephanie Ruth Ditkovsky, School of Social Work Alumni Award, Dean's Honor List. Maria Emilia Do Amaral Assi, Distinction. Yamna El-Harar. Chloe Emirkanyan Bouchard, Dean's Honor List. Natasha Cecilia Ferguson, Distinction. Gabrielle Gamache, Distinction. Calliope Gikopoulos, Distinction. Olivia Teresa Gorshika. Jackson Hagner, Dean's Honor List. Maya Blair Hutman. Madeline Lusk, Distinction.
Mador.
Bianca Mador. Sabrina Michelle Maza, Distinction. Jennifer Nicole McElligott. Caitlin O'Brien, Distinction. Megan Catherine Parisi. Catherine Roy, Distinction. Jessica Rose Schiff, Distinction. Moriel Shaheen. Juliana Zapitelli. Sarah Angelina Zezzi. Leora Zunenschein, Distinction. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Religious Studies, Richard Jacques Bernier. Nathan Mark Gibas. Elisa Margaret Rosenberg. For the degree of Master of Arts in Religious Studies, Marla Marie McDonald. Elizabeth Jean Welsh. For the degree of Master of Sacred Theology, Fenimore Packard Love. For the degree of Bachelor of Theology, John Marcus Arsenault. Josiah James Henderson, First Class Honors in Religious Studies, Dean's Honor List. Samuel Wong.
Thank you, Dean Costopoulos. I'd now ask Ms. Claire Stewart Cannigan to say a few words as valedictorian. Ms. Cannigan.
Thank you. So before I begin, I would like to take a few moments to acknowledge that we are gathered on territory which has long served as a site of meeting and exchange amongst nations, including the Ganyagahaga and the Anishinaabeg. The relationships of these nations to the land and waters on which McGill is situated are both historic and ongoing and must inform how McGill sees itself and how we see ourselves as McGill graduates. Mr. Chancellor, members of the Platform Party, fellow graduates and guests, I am so pleased to join you in addressing the McGill Arts and Religious Studies graduating class of 2015. We've seen a lot in our time here, events that have united us and divided us. Whether it was a strike or a threat to our sandwich access, and no matter how we expressed ourselves, we have all felt something personally at stake in what was happening on our campus, and we show it. Like many of you, the moment I entered McGill as a first year, I was swept up in labor strikes and student strikes, and I really had no idea what was happening, although I probably pretended that I did. I was bombarded with challenges to my personal convictions, my political beliefs, and there was no getting away from it. While all this action and debate was very exciting to my identity-searching first-year self, I was faced with the question of, one, how was I supposed to deal with regular university learning and development when every day felt like a crisis, both within campus and often within myself? And two, where was this community of like-minded individuals that I was promised in high school? Of course, I soon realized that at McGill, there is no regular context for uninterrupted learning and development, and that thinking about what community means is a lot harder when you realize that sometimes we really don't agree on very much. This unanticipated experience eventually ended up being, for me, one of my greatest opportunities in discovering what I really cared about and finding my place in our community. In confronting challenges like these at McGill and figuring out how we all relate to them, we've already started doing what our degrees were preparing us to do, becoming social actors. While I can't confirm that our share of campus controversy was an elaborate pedagogical ploy by the faculty to get this process going, I do know that we have learned a lot throughout it, especially about ourselves. We learned that being part of our social and political community means more than the brand of leadership that we learned in high school. We found ourselves to be writers or doers, activists or academics, thoughtful or loud, each role different from one another's, and probably different from what we thought our roles would be, but each no less a part of making our community what it is. McGill is an experience that doesn't let us pass through without seeing, feeling, and engaging with what's happening around us, sometimes even if we'd rather not. Though all of our contributions look different, every one of us has responded to the McGill environment in all its challenges and intensities and given back something very meaningful. Whether it was jumping full force into the political fray or supporting your friends in the not-so-political crises that are just as big a part of the McGill experience, we have all put so much of ourselves into this place to get to today. We have all survived and even thrived in a place that can feel like a political, academic, or personal crisis every single day. Sometimes those struggles are great, and they're formative, and they're the kind of thing you'll write about in your memoirs down the line, but sometimes they're struggles that we'd rather forget. Every action that helped one more of us get through and even grow from these struggles means so much. Thank you to every staff, professor, family member, friend, and especially student who supported each other to get to today. Everything we've done and everything that all of our supporters have done has allowed us to come together today, even just for a moment, as a community. There are 1,000 ways that McGill can feel totally impossible, and we overcame every single one of them. You are all truly incredible. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Would the graduating class please rise? In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you with all the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibility that are pertinent thereto. Congratulations to all. Please remain standing as the Secretary General, Mr. Stephen Stropel, reads the benediction.
Go now in peace and share the gifts of learning that have been entrusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of knowledge for the benefit of all. D'où que nous venions et que nous allions, humbles et pleins d'espoir, nous les aurons guidés par l'amitié et la solidarité, et nous grandirons en sagesse. May you be blessed all your days.
Thank you, Mr. Stropel. And now to conclude our ceremony, let's join Professor Winston Purdy in the singing of our national anthem.
Thank you.